Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Several people sent me the story overnight regarding a topic that gets people riled up on my channel. Civil asset forfeiture and qualified immunity are the two things that get people the most upset on my channel, and rightly so. They get me upset too. So anytime we see good news in these fields, it's kind of few and far between. So here we go. New Mexico abolishes qualified immunity. From Reason.com, it's the third state to rein in the legal doctrine that protects state actors from accountability for misconduct. So in New Mexico, at least, there's good news. New Mexico has officially ended qualified immunity, making it the third state to curb the legal doctrine that often protects state actors from accountability for alleged misconduct. Billy Binion wrote the article, and the governor in New Mexico just signed House Bill number 4, which will prohibit all government officials from using a qualified immunity defense in state civil court. The doctrine, however, will remain in place at the federal level, though it has been the topic of much debate recently. New Mexico's law will allow victims of government malfeasance to pursue recourse through state litigation. Qualified immunity protects public servants from civil rights lawsuits unless their misbehavior was clearly established somewhere in case law prior to the alleged offense. Though it was supposed to serve as a bar against frivolous lawsuits, the principle has become so broad that it enables rogue government workers to skirt civil accountability for overtly unethical behavior. The Supreme Court was interpreting the civil rights laws, and they said that, yeah, we're going to invent this qualified immunity thing to protect, for instance, police officers. So they can't be sued for something they did on the job unless you can show that there's a clearly established precedent which would put them on notice that what they did was wrong. And so you say, oh, okay. Well, since they did that as a ruling, the Supreme Court, and said there must be a clearly established precedent, going forward, every time someone brings a case and goes, well, this has got to be wrong, because everyone knows it's wrong, the Supreme Court would say, yeah, but where's the clearly established precedent? And the case gets thrown out. And they would throw these cases out, and because every single one got thrown out, none of them ever became precedent. So there aren't any clearly established precedent cases on some of the most obvious stuff. So for instance, there were the cops who got qualified immunity for allegedly stealing $225,000 while carrying out a search warrant. Police have a search warrant. They search the place. During the search, $225,000 goes missing. Okay? The person whose money went missing files a lawsuit, says they stole my money. The police defense was not, we didn't take the money. The defense was, there's no clearly established precedent that says we can't. And that is wrong. Most people see that as wrong. And the only argument I've ever seen anybody make to that, because I've mentioned this in several videos, is, well, maybe they didn't steal the money. How would you prove it? We're not talking about that. We're talking about the fact that they actually said, you can't prove that we knew it was wrong to steal because there's no clearly established case saying that in this circuit. And you don't know that police shouldn't steal? Everyone knows that, except for the police, apparently. There was a cop who shot a 10-year-old boy while aiming at the kid's non-threatening dog. There was the cop who shot a 15-year-old who's on his way to school. Cops were arrested and assaulted a man for the crime of standing outside of his own house. According to the doctrine of qualified immunity, we could not expect those officials to know their behavior was wrong unless a court decision with almost identical facts existed somewhere on the books, which is quite a low standard. And people are going to say, but Steve, there must be more to those stories. It doesn't matter. The point is that if someone is in one of these situations and they're the victim of this and they file a lawsuit, the fact that it gets thrown out, not because the facts don't support it, but because you can't prove that a cop should have known better. And that's the problem. And there's people out there who want to second-guess the facts in these cases or second-guess hypotheticals. No. The police were saying, for instance, with the $225,000, even if we stole the money, there's nothing wrong with that. Now, if you're going to get behind that because you think there might be more to the story, I'm not sure we're on the same page here. So Clark Neely, vice president for criminal justice reform at the Cato Institute, said, when you've got someone who has a valid claim against a police officer, but there's no existing precedent where that exact same thing has already happened, the New Mexico law will give them an alternative avenue to pursue that claim in a court system that is not going to throw the case out simply because there doesn't happen to be a pre-existing case exactly on point. It will certainly enable victims of civil rights violations to hold police accountable in circumstances where they would not otherwise have been able to before the law was passed. Now, some victims are able to furnish the perfect court precedent and are thus allowed to pursue their claims, but not all plaintiffs are so lucky. And it's extremely rare. It's extremely rare. Anytime the Supreme Court allows a qualified immunity case to go to trial, it's huge news. And that's what we're arguing about here. And again, just to be clear, so let's suppose this argument over whether or not the police stole $225,000, okay? And let's suppose you're a skeptic and you go, Steve, I don't think that happened. I think they just made that story up. Well, all these people are saying is we'd like to go to court and prove our case. And qualified immunity says, no, you don't even go to court. I mean, you can file the lawsuit. It's just going to be thrown out. You'll never get in front of a jury. So the point is that these cases should get in front of the juries if there are facts to support them. But they don't get that far because of qualified immunity. As expected, the law enforcement lobbies are against this law. Can you imagine that? That's a good barometer for how effective this new policy might be. Over the last year, the public has become increasingly aware of public sector unions, the job of which is to defend their ranks no matter how unsavory the behavior might be and no matter what the cost to the public. As Reason's Jacob Sullum wrote in February, defenders of qualified immunity warn that restricting or abolishing it would have a chilling effect on policing, forcing officers to constantly worry about being sued for doing their jobs. The New Mexico Civil Rights Act, like the laws that Colorado and Connecticut passed last year, addresses that concern by requiring government agencies, rather than individual defendants, to pay legal costs and damages. Along with those three states, New York City in March became the first metropolitan area to curtail qualified immunity for police officers. I did a video about that not too long ago. That did not address other public officials. So there's going to be a little bit of difference between these laws from state to state. The U.S. House has twice passed the same provision as part of a Justice in Policing Act, though that legislation went nowhere last summer, and the qualified immunity portion in its current form is not expected to survive the Senate this year. A former representative unveiled the first bill to end qualified immunity for all public officials in June of 2020, which never received a vote. And another representative reintroduced the legislation last month. It is not expected to pass the filibuster, despite the fact that a majority of Americans favor this reform. So that is another example of one where, overwhelmingly, people think qualified immunity is wrong. It's going to have to be chipped away at like this, one state at a time, one city at a time, just chip, 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 and eventually it'll go away. People are going to say, as noted, oh, but what about the police? What about the police? Oh my gosh. Well, remember that qualified immunity was invented by the Supreme Court, I believe, in 1967. So I don't believe we existed as a country prior to 1967 without police. We had police the whole time. Local police, sheriffs, state troopers, FBI, Justice Department. We had all kinds of law enforcement officials, right? 1967, qualified immunity gets invented by the Supreme Court out of whole cloth, basically. It's one of their inventions. They're, legislating from the bench. And so qualified immunity has been in the books since 67. And here we are today, and we're talking about it, and we're realizing that it's a really, really dumb idea. Now, it's a while later. It's a dumb idea, and some people have gotten used to it, but we could go back the way things were before it was invented by the Supreme Court out of whole cloth. And some people have asked me, they go, wait a second, Steve, if the Supreme Court was simply interpreting a statute, the statute was drafted by Congress and presumably signed into law by a president. I mean, that's how bills operate on Capitol Hill. If Congress had wanted qualified immunity to exist, wouldn't they have written it into the bill? And in fact, the case that created qualified immunity, the dissent opinion, actually pointed that out, that this topic was discussed during debate, and Congress actually said, no, this we're not going to give them qualified immunity. They don't get it. So Congress specifically didn't give it to them. Supreme Court did. So it's not gonna cause people to get out of policing because we had police before. It might cause some people to get out of policing when they get sued out of policing, and there's some people that probably should happen to. But what it will really do is it will give someone a day in court who has a crazy story, like the $225,000 got stolen during a search, or the guy who's on his front porch and gets beaten up and arrested and whatever. And again, you might say, Steve, there might be more to that story. There might be. Let's speculate. Yeah, there might be more to that story. That's what a jury is for. If you don't get to the jury, though, we'll never know. So don't tell me there might be more to the story, therefore, the case should get thrown out. That's not how this is supposed to work. So it's good news that New Mexico has abolished qualified immunity, and they are now one of three states to have done so. Also, as pointed out previously, New York City. Is a city that's done it. So we're going to, I believe, see this eroding slowly over time. I was on Rick Gore's channel, Good Luck America, and we were talking about this. And, you know, he used to be a cop. In fact, he had a channel called Think Like a Cop at one point in time. And interestingly, he had heard that I talked about this. And so he and I got together, and I was on his show discussing this. And he said, do you really think it's going to go away? And I said, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful because every time one more state gets added, one more state, because what's going to happen now is people are going to be able to look at New Mexico, these other states, and also look at New York City and see if it destroys the police department and law and order like all the naysayers are thinking. I don't think it's going to. And we've discussed this before also, that the question is how many cops out there are good and how many cops out there are bad. And I get grief because I don't pile on the cops as much as I could, although I'm accused of also being a cop hater, but it depends on who you talk to, I guess. There are good cops out there, and there are bad cops out there, okay? They both exist. In the population of cops, okay, where the line would be if you put all the bad ones on one side and the good ones on the other side, where that line would be, we could debate that all day long. But I assure you that the good cops look at this and go, it's not going to affect me at all. It's not going to affect me at all. I'm not a bad cop. And now, the cops who are prone to doing bad things, and they're out there, they're the ones who are going, well, this is not good. I could get sued. Do we care what they think about this? I wouldn't think so. So here's what I hope is going to happen is that as more states do this, the other states can look at the experiment of New Mexico and so on and go, state's still functioning. Qualified immunity, having gone away, doesn't appear to have, you know, cratered law enforcement there. Maybe we could do this in our state. But also, as noted, it's going to take the feds to act as well, because this will affect state police, not just state cops, but, you know, ones who are in the state level. The federal actors will always have their immunity because of federal law, unless federal law gets changed. But I hope that as more and more states go and do the right thing, and more people see that happening and see that it's not the end of the world, that eventually we'll get this to happen universally. So right now, New Mexico is on the cutting edge as they abolish qualified immunity. Billy Binion wrote this article. Ian and B. Demon both sent it to me from Reason.com. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. I think people should be allowed to do anything they want. We haven't tried that for a while. Maybe this time it'll work.